Well, I'd like to say thank you for everybody who came, who comes to the tent, and I hope that they leave with more than what they came for it with. And if nothing else, you gain something in terms of principles, because principles are the foundation, the building blocks on which we live our lives, and we lay down the foundation for the next generations. If we do not have principles, then we have nothing, we pass nothing on, and we're depending upon somebody else to pass on principles, and we may or may not agree with those principles. So it's imperative that those of us who arrive and those of us who hear secondhand about the activities of this forthcoming event, or the day of this event, realize that that foundation of this very important event is to discuss, exchange, embrace, and carry home principles that guide humanity forward and never backwards. I would like to say that, you know, as you know, I went to the parole board in July, and from July to the present, I was denied my transcript from that hearing, so I was denied access to the appeal. After, you know, after a lengthy struggle between myself and the parole division and my attorney, Susan, and the parole division, we were recently informed that the transcripts are en route. So, very shortly, I will have, you know, a statement for everybody, again, based on the transcripts, my thoughts, my directions, and what we want to do. Aside from that, there's briefly, my medical condition here is, again, you know, my diabetes is, you know, I mean, the manner of where they're treating my diabetes is criminal, you know. And it's just not my words, it's from medically professional people. And again, we're on the course of trying to work with that and to get them to take a stronger position of either denial or acceptance of my condition and to change it. If they continue to deny, then it makes the position that we are taking stronger when we are able to place it before the courts. On that aspect, we've decided that, you know, it would be most natural to carry it into the courts. So what we're doing now is we're petitioning, you know, the state to render proper care, you know, so that we can actually say we attempted and we exhausted our remedies in this department. Last time we did something like this, we did this in involving in 2001 with a major campaign of getting out the words to, you know, those in the powers that be. It is now, you know, my belief that, you know, that we were very successful, but they felt ready to retaliate. And the retaliation has been the result of this negative healthcare system. And, well, it's just something that we have to just keep continuing to struggle around in order to get what we need in a timely manner. Meanwhile, I'm strong, you know. I've been told that I'm doing very good, you know, based through my own efforts. I try to eat right, you know, I exercise, you know, and I watch my medication flows, and I've been given some instructions on some positions I can take that are legally mine and binding if I feel that I'm being abused once again. So it's just a matter with that. It's a matter of time with that. But I feel very healthy, you know, I feel very good. I said y'all mad love from all the good brothers in here. There are so many, but, you know, names need not be expressed, but they do send their regards, and they hope that we in turn are being embraced by y'all many vibrations and love, because, you know, we feel it all. For some good folks out there who aren't hearing from us on a consistent basis, please forgive. We know we owe you, you know, we're trying to get, you know, information out to you, but it's just hectic here, you know. It's really, really hectic because we have so many things that we have to juggle. But our thoughts, our prayers, our love, you know, our devotion and our commitments never fall from ourselves and any of you. And we want you to know that.